Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
Did you ever think, listenership, did you ever think that you, if you're a high school football fan, did you ever think that you would see the day where Richmond Hill would blow out Northside Warner Robins? Did you ever think that you would see it?
We did last night. It was awful. 52-12, and Northside, a proud, proud program. They fall inside the geographical area for the power rankings.
We'll see the power rankings next segment. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, by the way, that you've just tuned into.
Well, good morning. Good morning. High school football. Before we get started, man, we had an all-time great baseball pass away last night, Bob Gibson, one of the greatest pitchers to ever live. And it's a sad day when you start losing folks that you used to watch when you were a tiny, tiny kid. We were going through his stats before the show. 255 complete games in his career.
That's unheard of.
It's crazy.
You'll never see that again.
28 complete games in one season. 1968, he pitched 128. I mean, he had 28 complete games. He was 22-9 with a 1.12 ERA. 28 complete games. Crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and throw out our Twitter question of the week before we get into the high school football scores. And that question is, if the Atlanta Falcons end up with the first pick in the NFL draft, do they draft Trevor Lawrence and ditch Matt Ryan?
Yes. That's what I do.
You can go vote on that on Twitter.
But I'm better at winning than you are.
So. Bishop_show is where you will find it on Twitter. All right. Let's jump into the high school football scores from last night. Before we do, I guess one more time, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Last night, the Camden County Wildcats went down to Orange Park to take on the number 4 ranked team in 8A in the state of Florida. That's the highest classification that there is in the state of Florida. And the Camden County Wildcats come out on top on the road 25-12 over Oak Leaf.
Cats have a good defense. You said they got to pick it up a little on offense moving forward, but they're pretty good on defense. Always have been.
Portal gets dismantled by Metter, 56-0. How good's Metter?
How good is Portal? That never been in a game. Didn't you have some relatives that played at Portal one time?
I had a cousin that played over there.
Okay.
Yeah, he was an offensive lineman.
And there's a pattern there of them getting dismantled over the years by just about everybody, correct?
How good is Metter? 56 rock.
That is good. Metter is a good football team. They're inside the geographical area.
Colquitt went over to Dothan, Alabama, wins big, 63-27. That Dothan program's a very, very good program, and they got destroyed by Colquitt.
63 points in a high school football game against a quality opponent. That's good stuff.
You made a comment on the way down here today. It might be time for Tift County to start reevaluating their coaching staff. They go down. 7A Tift County goes down to single-A Irwin, 35-20. I'm not taking anything away from Irwin. That's a great program. They win a lot of football games. They go deep in the playoffs every year. But a 7A program ain't got no business losing to a single-A, period.
Nah, people in Tifton, they love their football in Tift County. Won a couple of state championships over there. That's not sitting well with the locals.
Could be Tift area might be the best team in the area over there.
Man, don't say that. You'll have people rioting over in Tifton if we reach that far on the airwaves.
Warner Robins takes down Houston 44-10. Lee County beats Lithia Springs 62-6. Richmond Hill, as aforementioned, 52-12 winners over Northside. Liberty stays undefeated, beating Bradwell again for the second straight week in this weird COVID season, 30-20. Howard takes down Effingham 17-14. The Coffee County Trojans hosted the Glen Academy Red Terrors, but they were not very good hosts.
You really hate to see that, Jason. 45-7, loss for the Red Terrors. Really hate to see it. Tough loss.
Do you really hate to see Kip, of course, as the color commentator, has been for many, many years for the Brunswick High Pirates?
I mean, you don't want to see a local team get blown out by anybody unless they're playing us. But really hate to see that, man. That's a good football program at Glen Academy. It's tough. Don't like to see that.
Appling takes down Statesboro 34-7. Southeast Bullock 20-7 winners over Grovetown. Ware County pulls away from Bainbridge 35-23. Ware County looks really good.
Yes, they do. This could be the year for the Ware County Gators. I know they've said that a lot here recently, but this is a special team with a special quarterback.
They do have a very, very good quarterback. Benedictine takes down Wayne 41-29. Frederica beats another GHSA opponent, this time in Brantley, 35-7. Boy, it's starting to sting over there in Nahanna. They're 0-5, and they've been shut out twice and now a loss to a GISA team.
The Frederica Knights, I've been on them all year. I mean, I can only speak for this part of the broadcast, on this side of the broadcast booth, but I've been on the Knights all year. They beat a Triple-A Brantley County team 35-7 last night from the Georgia High School Association. I've been on the Knights all year, and I can't get no support in the studio, but hey, Frederica's for real, folks.
What do you mean you can't? I'm not even going to dignify that nonsense. We're going to move on. Jeff Davis beats Long County 29-6. Pierce County beats a good Eagles Landing team 20-13. As I mentioned, maybe the best team over in the Tifton area. Ooh. Tift area takes down Charlton 24-21. Charlton gets upset by a GISA team. MCA goes to Bryan County, doesn't matter, 41-0. Look, I'm here to tell you right now, right here and now, listen to what I have to say. When it's all said and done, MCA is going to be one of the last four teams standing, and this team is good enough to win the single-A state championship.
Well, I'm just laying the foundation for the next segment. I'm advocating that McIntosh with two losses and Frederica with two losses be in the top 10 power rankings. I'm just advocating that because McIntosh is a good football team. Frederica's a good football team. They need to get their props in some rankings around here.
I appreciate your opinion. Savannah Christian beats Deerfield Windsor 48-7. Calvary Day 42-17 winners are First Presbyterian, and Savannah Country Day holds on against Tattnall Square.
Good win by Frederica. Good win by MCA. Bad, bad loss by Glen Academy. I didn't see that coming, Jason.
It was a bad loss. On the other side of the break, we've got the weekend review and the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Frederica better be in it.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs! Trap money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings.
Gotta be real with it. Yep. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and Frederick, you better be in these rankings coming up in the next couple of minutes, but now we're going to go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Why can't the Hawks ever hire coaches like Doc Rivers? Please remember, the Bears took Mitch Trubisky over Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. This just in, the Jets are BAD. Obviously, the Braves pitching isn't as bad as we thought. Just ask the Reds. I say Lakers in heat, and you say sweep. Even Kit Branch is drinking the purple Kool-Aid. Sports writers, can we slow down on Florida being ranked third? Good Lord. It will be bow time today in Athens. What do the Falcons and Mariano Rivera have in common? Nothing. The Marlins are still undefeated in postseason play. Next up, the Braves. I still have nightmares from 1997. If you have not seen this week's episode of The Boys, all I can say, WTF. And these are my thoughts.
I did say that. It's going to be bow time in Athens today.
They better find a running back that can get some yards.
Who?
The Auburn Tigers.
Georgia better find a quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, they can throw the ball.
Oh, they got one. A couple.
Okay.
Oh, I can already see you where you're heading with this. So, okay. But that's okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Southern Soul Barbecue, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
In the Golden Isles, when you're talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked smoked barbecue found only at one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simon's. Don't forget your other favorites, too, the smoked ribs, pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday. And catering available, 912-638-SOUL or 912-638-7685, online at southernsoulbarbecue.com.
Okay, so we have now hit that point of the show where it is time to give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And so here we go, checking in at number 10, not moving at all, same spot as last week. Well, let's review the ones from last week first. At number 10, you had Camden County. Number 9, Richmond Hill. 8, Liberty. 7, Appling. 6, Metter. 5, Jeff Davis. 4, Ware. 3, Pierce. 2, Benedictine. And number 1, the Lowndes County Vikings. checking in at number 10 in the same spot as last week, the Camden County Wildcats.
So they go on the road and beat a quality 8A team or whatever in the state of Florida, highest classification that goes in the playoffs every year, and they can't move up in the rankings. These rankings must be stacked.
It's tough.
Okay.
At number 9, checking in at number 9, also in the same spot as last week, not moving, the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
They go to Warner Robins and beat Northside 52-12, and they can't move up in the rankings.
At number 8, also in the same spot that they were last week, the undefeated Liberty County Panthers.
Okay, let Frederick or McIntosh not be in these rankings and let Liberty stay in here with 2 wins over Raggedy Bradwell, and we got a problem.
At number 7, also staying in the same spot, the Appling County Pirates.
Appling County Pirates, who backed out of a game with Brunswick High a couple of weeks ago.
At number 6, also not moving, staying right where they are with a blowout shutout win, the Metter Tigers.
Metter's a good football team.
I agree. At number 5, also in the same spot, Jeff Davis.
Jury's out on them, but we'll see. They got some good, they're in a region where they're going to get exposed pretty soon, but right now they're undefeated.
Number 4, not moving as well, with a huge win going away from Bainbridge, the Ware County Gators.
I'm surprised they're not higher, but okay.
At number 3, staying in the same spot as well, the Pierce County Bears.
Pierce beat a good Eagles Landing team. Pierce is good. Pierce is going to make a run in AAA.
Agreed. At number 2, not moving again, the Benedictine Cadets.
Benedictine beat Wayne County 41-29. That 21-16 score where they beat Brunswick may tell you that Brunswick may not be that bad of a football team.
We'll see as the season goes.
Yep.
And the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings this week, same as last week, the Lowndes County Vikings.
All right, I got some issues.
Of course you do.
Warner Robins is not in this poll. We have established that they're inside the geographical area.
I have decided to eliminate them.
Okay, well, you need to uneliminate them. And I got a problem at number 8. You cannot have a 2-0 Liberty County team in these rankings when the only team they beat is Bradwell 2 weeks in a row. They cannot be in these rankings. That is bogus. You're slapping the McIntoshes and the Fredericas of the world. I don't care if they got 2 losses. Each one of McIntosh lost to 6A football teams back-to-back weeks. And then they go on the road, beat Charlton, they come back, and they beat somebody 41-0. You got Fredrica, who went on the road to Fowlwood, blew them out, and then they blow out AAA Brantley County last night at home. And they're going to blow out Long County next week, too. Another Georgia High School Association team. I'm upset that the Fredericka Knights and the MCA Buccaneers are not in this poll. There you have it.
Let's recap. At number 10, the Camden County Wildcats. At number 9, the Richmond Hill Wildcats. 8, Liberty. 7, Appling. 6, Metter. 5, Jeff Davis. 4, Ware. 3, Pierce. 2, Benedictine. And number 1, Lowndes County. That's my top 10 for the week. It's tough to get in there. You got a ton of undefeated teams and 2 teams with 1 loss, and that's it. Okay. And I'm not saying MCA isn't great, because as I said, you've heard me say it on the show, I think MCA is going to be one of the last teams left in single A. I think Fredericka is one of the elite teams this year in the GISA. I think Fredericka is going to be around at the end.
Yeah, I'm going out on a limb right now and say Fredericka is going to run into John Millage deep in the GISA playoffs.
If that doesn't happen in the championship game.
That's what I'm calling. And I want Fredericka to get the respect they deserve on this show.
The 2 biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the strike zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the strike zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Scores from around the area last night. Coffee dismantled the Glen Academy Red Terriers 45-7. Charlton was upset by GISA Tift Area 24-21. Pierce comes out a winner against Eagles Landing 20-13. Ware pulled away from Bainbridge 35-23. MCA shutout Bryan County 41-0. The Camden County Wildcats took down the fourth-ranked Oak Leaf Knights 25-12, and the Knights of Frederica put it on winless Brantley 35-7. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
That's a perfect theme song for the Frederica Knights. Mission Impossible. They do it year after year after year.
I am getting hammered on Facebook from mostly Frederica listeners.
29 players are beating good football teams. It's like they should print up green shirts over there that says Mission Impossible. But they just do it every year.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Georgia Sea Grill, by M&B Liquors.
Your bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated lumber needs. And, of course, go Dawgs.
You need some lumber.
I just need for some teams that are battling some pretty heavy odds in this part of the state to get some respect in some of these rankings.
They do get respect. They absolutely do get respect. I see that. I don't know. I don't understand.
Respect means they're in them. That don't mean they're considered. That means they crack these rankings.
Just go ahead and cue his music. Just cue his butthurt segment. Music cue. Well, that's not the right music. All right.
We back?
There we go.
I thought we was going to break.
No.
Number five on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Cincinnati Reds. How do you score zero runs in 22 innings of playoff baseball? And like you said, they were talking smack coming into the series.
Oh, they had a lot to say.
And they couldn't score any runs in 22 innings. You can't score a run in Major League Baseball. You deserve to be on the butthurt list. Would you agree?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number four on the butthurt list is Chicago Cubs. How do you get swept? You win your division, you look good throughout the season, and then anytime you play somebody that you've had a bad history against, you fold up. And that's what the Cubs do.
Cubs have positive history with anybody?
They had bad, you know, they were on the verge of going to the World Series, and I think it was 03 when the Marlins went last. I remember when the guy stuck his glove out over the field and caught the foul ball, whatever. Yeah, the Cubs, they're struggling on the butthurt list. Number three on the butthurt list, the Brantley County Herons.
Oh, did you really
do
that?
Yes, I did. You got blown out last night in a game that you said and you told everybody you were going to win, and it didn't happen. You're 0-5, and you scored 20 points in five football games.
Oh.
And you go play the Frederica Knights, and you said you were going to win. You had the game circled on the calendar, and you go get blown out 35-7. I picked Frederica to win that football game.
As did I.
I don't recall that, but I know I got it in writing that I picked them to win that football game. Big win last night by Frederica. Brantley struggling right now, so you made a butthurt.
Well, you can say what you want, but the Frederica folks know for a fact that I picked them to win that game because on Wednesday nights, I host the Frederica Academy show.
Okay, well, that's fine. I put it in writing.
I'm just telling you.
I put it in writing a month and a half ago that they were going to win.
Move on.
Number two on the butthurt list, and let me tell you something, I love putting you on my butthurt list, the Dallas Cowboys. You are the Atlanta Falcons special teams away from being 0-3 right now,
And
you'll be wanting to fire everybody. Dallas Cowboys, all that payroll, everybody's getting millions and millions of dollars, and you're sitting here at 1-2. The Washington Redskins, if the season ended today, the Washington football team would be the NFC least champions. I call it the NFC least.
Would they win a playoff game?
The Cowboys haven't in forever.
Oh.
Oh, I got them. I got them popping me on Facebook Live. It don't take much to get them Cowboy fans out. 1-2. You better beat the Cleveland Browns or you'll be number one next week. And number one on the butthurt list, the Atlanta Falcons.
Of course.
They're 0-3, and they figure out new ways every week on how to blow a football game. That's what they do. They sit around and they game plan. How do we game plan to lose a football game in the fourth quarter? That's what they do. Matty Ice, hey, guys, you know, if you just want to lose a football game, tell me in the first quarter. I'll go ahead and throw five picks. But why do you do us like this, Atlanta Falcons? A lot of Falcons fans are out there. They're trying to figure out, well, we play the Packers on Sunday or Monday. We probably won't blow a lead against them, so we're okay. So the Falcons, every time they get a lead in the second half, fans are going to sit there and wonder, well, how are they going to blow it this week? The only way, you know, that's the Falcons, number one on the butthurt list. And the Dallas Cowboys, you would be number one if Atlanta could recover an onside kick. So there you have it, Jason. The butthurt list for this week.
Do you think that it's time for the Falcons to clean house?
You know, you read things online and things like that, and you hear rumors that the Falcons maybe are talking about trading Julio Jones. Have you read those rumors this week?
Yeah.
So I think it's time to just have a wholesale house cleaning in Atlanta and just kind of blow it up, start over.
So get rid of Matt Ryan, get rid of Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, the whole group.
No, You got to build around Calvin Ridley. He's your number one receiver. Now, I know Julio Jones is the highest paid receiver in football, but the best receiver on that football team is Calvin Ridley.
Oh, wow.
Stats back it up.
Wow. Julio would not like to hear you say that.
Julio's been hurt. Calvin Ridley is the number one receiver right now on the Atlanta Falcons. You can't debate that. I know Julio's a great receiver. He's a Hall of Fame receiver. He's not the number one target on that football team right now. It's Calvin Ridley.
On the other side of the break, we're going to be picking our college football games for today. And I've got a couple of upsets to throw at you that you can take to the bank. If you're a betting person, take it to the bank and get PAID.
Yeah, I got to get focused on college football. So I'm still upset about the disrespect towards Frederica. So I got to get my mind right. I got my pick circle, so I got to focus on that for the next break.
I'm telling you right now, Frederica and MCA will be there at the end. Both of those schools are going to be in the state championship picture in their respective divisions and classes.
That's how it's done, listeners. You take somebody who's been disrespecting, you hammer away at their position, and they do an about face. That's how things work in the political spectrum.
Not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on Earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too. Smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL. 912-638-7685. Online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned. Anniversaries are still coming up. Babies are still being born. And Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
We'll be right back.
It is amazing about what I deal with on this show each and every week. But I do somehow. And the stuff that I deal with doesn't come from producers for the most part. Stuff that I deal with doesn't necessarily even come from the listening audience or even our Facebook Live audience. The stuff that I deal with that frustrates me the most on this show each and every week is just absolute nonsense that I hear from the other side of this studio that I'm not on.
I'm your reality check. That's how you can look at it. I mean, you got people. I'm not the one getting hammered on Facebook Live right now. That's you. Okay? I just, on my Facebook Live page, I got one whiny Dallas Cowboy fan that keeps trying to convince me that they're going to win the Super Bowl. That's not going to happen. The NFC East is 2-9-1, Jason. That's their record through 3 weeks. 2-9-1.
We're going to pick some college football games, but before we do, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Fox's Pizza and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life. Along with Fast Fair Claim Service, they are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John, Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau. Get dinner at my local Glenn County Farm Bureau agent's house tonight. He is feeding me steak.
He's a Florida fan, by the way.
Yeah, that's okay. We're going to watch the Georgia game at his house, and I'm sure he'll be trying to dig at me the whole time. So I got to be on my game because, you know, them Gator fans, they like to pop you, too, when you're not looking.
I was getting text messages, by the way. I was calling the Camden County game before we hop into this. I was getting text messages from people sending me their formula that they think I should use for the high school football top 10 power rankings.
It's obvious that there's something wrong with your formula. So, I mean, pride can, when you let your pride take over and run your life, it can cause you a lot of problems. Same way with being stubborn about some formula.
This formula has tried and true. It's been proven over the years to be as accurate as there is in the state of Georgia. Let's pick games.
Yeah, okay, let's pick games.
All right. Louisiana Tech, BYU. I'm telling you right, I'll even give you a score.
I played last night.
45-14, BYU will beat Louisiana Tech. Yeah, take it to the bank.
They already played. Good one.
South Carolina at number 3, Florida.
I got the Gators. I think the Gators probably going to win this game by 2 touchdowns.
Will Muschamp is still coaching for his job. He came up short against Tennessee, really needed that win. He has got to win a big game. He's intimidated by the Florida Gators. He's not intimidated by going down to the swamp. He won't have his team intimidated. South Carolina heads to Ben Hill Griffin and walks out with a W.
Nah, not today.
Durie at 21, Tennessee. I'll take Tennessee.
I'll take the Vols as well.
TCU at number 9, Texas. I'll take Texas.
I got Texas, but this could be like a it could be one of them pinball games. Big 12 conference obviously plays no defense.
NC State at 24, Pitt. I don't understand how Pitt's even ranked, but they are, but I'll take them to win the game.
I'll take Pitt to beat NC State.
25, Memphis at SMU, an AAC team. Memphis gets it done.
I'll take Memphis as well.
North Carolina at Boston College. North Carolina trending upward. I'll take the Tar Heels.
Tar Heels are pretty good. Mac Brown's turned things around there. I'll take North Carolina today.
Number 13, Texas A&M. Goes into number 2, Alabama. Does Texas A&M have what it takes to go to Tuscaloosa and get the job done?
No. Absolutely not. This game's got blowout potential on it today. Bama, big.
I'll take Bama as well. 17, Oklahoma State at Kansas. I'll take Oklahoma State.
Kansas is a dumpster fire with Les Miles as their head coach. Oklahoma State gets that one.
Tulsa goes to Central Florida. I'll take the number 11 ranked Knights.
I'll take the Knights too. They're looking like a halfway decent football team. You know, I like to bash UCF, but they look pretty good right now.
And here we go. The big one, I guess, if you're in this part of the state. Number 8, Auburn comes to Athens. Number 4, Bulldogs. Bo Nix, the Auburn Tigers, have a good defense. They've got an established quarterback. They need a little help running the football, but I think they'll be able to get it done. Georgia's defense is arguably the best in the country. They're in the conversation. Their offensive line is supposed to be one of the best in the country. They have George Pickens at wide receiver. They struggled at the quarterback position against Arkansas. Stetson Bennett's not going to win anything big at the University of Georgia if their quarterback's going to...
Because of that defense, Auburn has a terrible offensive line. They can't run the football. Bo Nix is not going to beat a one-dimensional Auburn team is not beating Georgia, regardless of who Georgia's quarterback is. I got Georgia.
Okay. So be it. I'll be texting you later.
Oh, no, you won't. I won't hear from you until early next week.
18 Oklahoma at Iowa State. Oklahoma with a bad loss last week. I think they rebound and win.
I almost picked up Iowa State, but Oklahoma... who cares? Oklahoma probably win this one.
20 LSU at Vandy. I'll take LSU.
I'm picking the Vanderbilt Commodores in an upset
this
today.
This is the upset you take?
This is my upset of the week. They had Texas A&M on the ropes in College Station last week, played them to the wire. LSU struggled on defense. Vandy's a physical football team. I'm picking Vandy in an upset today.
And you want to talk to me?
I like the little guys.
You are...
I'm picking Vandy.
No, you don't.
I'm picking Vandy to upset.
That's the most untrue thing you've ever said in the show.
I'm picking Vandy to upset
you,
LSU.
You are Power 5 SEC front runner all the way.
I am a Frederica Knight kind runner. Of person. I am an MCA person. I'm a Vandy person today. Little guys, work hard. They deserve some props as well.
I've got it. I'm going to lose my mind. Virginia at number one, Clemson. I'll take Clemson.
Oh, I'm taking Clemson all day.
South Florida at 15, Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
I'll take Cincinnati.
Ole Miss at Kentucky. I'll take Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, too. I got them over Kentucky because Ole Miss can score.
Arkansas at Mississippi State.
Arkansas pulls it out today and start Vegas.
This is insane. Mississippi State. Virginia Tech at Duke. I'll take Virginia.
I got Duke.
Jacksonville State at Florida State. I'm picking Jacksonville State to win this game.
I'm going to give Florida State one more opportunity to get out of my doghouse. We'll see.
Navy at Air Force. I'll take Air Force.
I'll take Navy.
East Carolina at Georgia State. East Carolina.
I'll take East Carolina.
Georgia Southern at Louisiana Monroe. Georgia Southern.
I'll take Georgia Southern to bounce back from that heartbreak from last week.
A lot of good games.
A lot of good games.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop on Southern Sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Scores from around the area last night. Coffee dismantled the Glen Academy Red Terriers 45-7. Charlton was upset by GISA Tift Area 24-21. Pierce comes out a winner against Eagles Landing 20-13. Ware pulled away from Bainbridge 35-23. MCA shutout Bryan County 41-0. The Camden County Wildcats took down the fourth-ranked Oak Leaf Knights 25-12, and the Knights of Frederica put it on winless Brantley 35-7. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive
or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at southernsoulbarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Yeah, the mic's on.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm talking on Facebook Live to a whiny cowboy fan.
Mm-hmm. And then he keeps talking when the mics come on.
Okay, it's all the light. Come on, I shut up, man.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing, the Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water will also service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water. That's always a fun read. And Pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
I've got Frederica folks on here on my Facebook Live talking about toilet papering my house. Coming on to Bishop Island and toilet papering my house.
That house would look good with a green, with a green coat of paint on it. I've always thought that house would look better green. It's a pretty house, but I always thought it looked better green.
The Atlanta Braves are moving on. They sweep the Cincinnati Reds. 22 innings played. The Reds scored a grand total of, do the math really fast,
zero.
They didn't score.
Zero. The bases loaded a bunch in that series.
Mm-hmm. The Dodgers will get the Padres. The Braves will get the Marlins. And the winner goes, those two series goes to the NLCS. The last time the Braves played the Marlins in the postseason, I still twitch when I think about LeVon Hernandez striking out Fred McGriff on a curveball to end the series.
That was 3 foot outside.
That was 3 feet in the right-handed batter's box.
Strike three.
Unreal.
Marlins were a new franchise, man. The MLB kind of put the fix on for them, don't you think?
No doubt. That was a horrible. That is the worst umpired, home plate umpired game. Eric Gregg, by the way, was the umpire. I'll never forget it. The worst job of calling balls and strikes in the history of umpiring. That game, game six of the 1997 NLCS.
That was the
worst
wide,
job.
Wide strike zone that day. I mean, it was pretty wide. Almost as wide as the distance in the gulf there between Cuba and Key West. 90 miles. That's how wide the strike zone was that day.
All of the first round series except for two ended in sweeps. So over in the American League side, the Rays will take on the Yankees, the Astros, and the A's. As I mentioned, Dodgers, Padres, Braves, Marlins.
Braves And the Dodgers seem to be on a collision course, don't they?
It would seem that way. I think that the Braves pretty much got what they would want as far as the next team they play. I feel like the Cubs are probably a little better team. I guess the Marlins might prove me wrong.
Marlins are one of those teams where, you know, they can rise up and get you when you least expect it. That's their history. The Braves have been, you know, they've had their number the last couple of years, but I just hope that they don't get too cocky and let Marlins come in there and win that series.
I think you'll probably have the Rays and the A's and the ALCS, Dodgers, Braves, and the NLCS.
You've got the Rays playing the Yankees, right? Aren't they playing?
Yeah, I like the Rays. I think they're really good.
I'd like to see them put the Yankees out. Yankees are the highest payroll in baseball, and they finished, what, 6 games back of the Rays in that division this year?
Yeah, some games around the NFL. The barn burner, Jaguars at Bengals.
Does Joe Burrow get his first NFL win against the Jacksonville Jaguars? Yes, he will.
Browns at Cowboys.
Cowboys better win this game. I'm tired of hearing Cowboy fans. They own me right now. I got one on Facebook Live. It's just been crying since they made my butt hurt list 2 segments ago. It's okay. You're going to be all right. Cowboys better not lose to the Cleveland Browns at home.
Patriots at Chiefs.
Ooh, the Chiefs look good Monday night against the Ravens. Ooh, they look good.
Bills at Raiders.
I picked the Raiders to be a wild card team.
But the Bills look for real.
Bills are for real. Bills, if you've watched them the first couple of weeks, they have jumped out to big leads and they've held on to win football games. They had to come back and beat the Rams last week after leading 28-3.
Eagles 49ers.
The Philadelphia Eagles. They should be on the butt hurt list, but I just, you know.
Ran out of room.
Ran out of room, man. Probably should have put them on there instead of Brantley. I'm sorry, Brantley folks. I shouldn't have piled on you like that. I apologize.
Falcons at Packers. This should be a game where 2-3-0 teams are playing. Instead, it's an 0-3 and a 3-0.
Couldn't the Falcons blow another fourth quarter lead?
No, because they won't get up on the Packers.
What if they did, though, and blew another fourth quarter lead?
Here's my question, if you're an Atlanta Falcon fan, what's it going to take to make some type of coaching change, whether it's the D.C., the head coach, or just the whole staff? What does it take for Arthur Blank to say, I've had enough of this?
Who could you bring into Atlanta as a head coach and turn things around immediately? Nick Saban? Has Nick Saban had enough of the college game and he wants to come back to the NFL to right the wrong of his 2 years with the Miami Dolphins? Could that be, he's got homes in Georgia, he's got homes on lakes in North Georgia. I mean, could Nick Saban, I'm throwing it out there, could Nick Saban say, I've had enough of the college game, I have nothing left to prove, Alabama fans, I want to take this back to the NFL and see if I can get it done in Atlanta?
Well, I don't think
he's... Trevor Lawrence as his quarterback.
I don't think he'll ever do that because he's got it made at Alabama. He left LSU, went to the Dolphins, didn't turn out so well for him there. You know, I don't know if I had this conversation with you or if it was with someone else, but the thing with Nick Saban in the NFL, the thing that's not going to work is Nick Saban is an intimidist. He likes to intimidate, and that's fine with 18 to 22-year-olds. Doesn't work in the NFL.
Worked for Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, though, he won 2 Super Bowls there in Dallas. So at some point, Jimmy Johnson, I think, has got to be considered. And I think a lot of the guys with the Cowboys will tell you he was a player's coach.
Yeah, he was. Players loved him, but he was demanding, very demanding as a head coach. And the players that buy into that, respect that, seem to win for some reason. Ever noticed that? Bill Belichick's a demanding, do things my way head coach. Seems to work out for him, doesn't it?
Bill Parcells was the same way.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers, and catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.